you could get, if you go to, oh, through Oak Ridge, you get to Knoxville from
Chattanooga. Yes, I think so.
And I believe that you could get to about all the way on through.
Well, it was a real good road all the way, and the last time we went, I just don't pay too much attention. Claude's the one that does the maneuvering in the roads, and I just ride, as I tell him I
Well, Chattanooga is a very, very hard town to get around then, even on the freeways, because
well,
they don't have any signs to tell you how to get to Knoxville or Richmond, and
that's
unless
right.
you know that you want to get to Oak Ridge on the Knoxville.
We almost got on the wrong way, you know, going on out when we went out to get on the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
And the little girl who was with us, she drives it quite a bit by herself,
mm-hmm.
and she told him which way to go there. To
and my wife got lost in it on her way to the Smokies to visit some friends of ours that run a campground up there. And I mean, we lived in Chattanooga for 6 or 7 years, but she coming into it from Alabama and
an opposite direction,
trying to go all these different ways.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't know to get to.
Well, that's just like it is here now. You know. As I said, being a native, you, of course, we used to know the city, and my mother-in-law used to laugh at me about being, she'd say, I'm not going to town with you, because you know everybody and you're going to stop and talk. But you used to know every little crook and cranny and every little alleyway, everything you went out and wherever you went.
Boy, that's not true now, though.
But honestly, now I get just as lost as a person who's never been here in some areas.
My mother's relatives live down on Randolph Street, down near the heart of the, down near the Fort Brown Square, where
yes.
it hasn't changed much. Once you get off of the freeway part of it and down off of, you know, Memorial.
Who are your mother's relatives, Denver?
The Cricks.
The Creek?
Mm-hmm. Pauline.
Pauline and Juanita?
Right.
Well, gracious goodness me.
They're my mother's aunt. They're my great aunt.
Is that right? Well, I told Mrs. Russell, who is our historian and our Huntsville Heritage, she's in charge of the Huntsville Heritage Room there at the library, and she lives just up the street from them.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we all know, and I knew Edwin real well,
mm-hmm.
and they... So we were going out the other day, and I saw, I believe it was Juanita, and she looked so attractive, and I said, my stars, what's Juanita doing to herself? And Ms. Rucker says, well, she's just keeping herself crimped up, and she's...
Well, they're staying right there in the old...
In the old home.
House.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, I know.
The lady, they have a lady... extremely old lady who lives with them, and she's remotely related, but I don't even know, everybody calls her auntie, and I don't know really what relationship.
Well, Ms. Russell probably knows. Ms. Russell is a native also, and she lives right up the street from them.
Mm-hmm.
And she had been living, in fact, she and her husband bought this house where they live many, many, many years ago. And it's most interesting to hear Ms. Russell. She and I, of course, are the only natives up there. And I was kidding Helen about it. I said, you can talk as much as I can. Well, I don't know so much about that. I said, well, I do. And she says, yes, but I'm not a native. And I don't talk like you do.
Well, I guess you know Frances Roberts then, don't you?
Oh, Lord. Frances has been an old friend of mine. And
yeah.
She taught my oldest, well, she taught both my boys in school.
She was a good friend of mine when I taught over at the university.
Uh-huh.
It was small enough then, so
yes, that you
all
knew.
Of us were in one building,
mm-hmm.
and we knew the history department and the English
Well,
department.
Frances, she thought an awful lot of my son.
Mm-hmm.